Good morning. This is Lauren and Jazz with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Nurses and Midwife Union has paused industrial action for 3 weeks as inroads have been made in government negotiations around a new enterprise agreement. Union Secretary Sarah Beeman stated that significant progress has been made in deliberation, elaborating that the pause means that a deal is now up to the government. Ms. Beeman warned that industrial action can resume at any time, with strikes on the table in what the representative described as the government's last chance. Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls stated that the government remains at the table to finalise an agreement, insisting that Queensland Health will deliver nation-leading wages.
Redlands has overtaken Melbourne as the city with the greatest number of visitors to the Harry Potter of Forbidden Forest experience in Australia. Organisers revealed that on Sunday, the number of visitors tipped over the 100,000 mark since the event's opening. IMG Senior Director of Events Paul Mudge has projected an even bigger run than previous years, and revealed around 1 in 5 visitors are interstate, with the rest predominantly being from Queensland and some international. The trail is staged at Siramay Wines at Mount Cotton, its CEO Risco Isaac stating that the event was having a major positive economic impact on the region, increasing employment, local procurement and activity across many industries.
And in national news, internal conflict in the New South Wales Labor government has erupted following a call out from convener for Labor for Friends of Palestine and Upper House member Anthony D'Adam to MP Chris Minns on Thursday, accusing the MP of salsifying the internal culture of the party. D'Adam claims that following the criticism earlier this week in the Labor caucus of MP Minns attempts to impose restrictions on the Sydney Harbour protest for Palestine, he was, quote, abused, told he should resign from office, with a motion moved to gag him from further contribution. According to D'Adam, many other seat members feel hesitant in speaking up or opposing MP Minns for fear of repercussions, ultimately fostering a risk-averse culture within the Labour Party.
Australia's internet watchdog has accused tech giants of inaction against child sex abuse on their platforms. The most recent report from the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman Grant, stated that tech companies including Google, which owns YouTube, and Apple, were failing to implement known measures to protect children from exploitation, like proactive image and language detection tools. Grant stated that companies had made little effort to respond to demands made 3 years ago, despite promises made about the ability of AI to address the continually rising levels of online child sexual exploitation. YouTube and Apple were singled out for their failure to track the number of user reports of child sex abuse and failure to record the time taken to respond to reports on their platforms. The eSafety Commissioner has mandated Apple, Discord, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Skype, Snap, and WhatsApp report on the measures they take to address child exploitation and abuse material in Australia.
In international news, the largest ever lawsuit by the European hospitality sector is being filed against giant accommodation platform Booking.com, accusing the site of distorting the market to their detriment over a 20-year period. According to the Association of Hotels, Restaurants and Cafes in Europe, over 10,000 hotels have already joined the initiative to claim compensation for financial losses caused by Booking.com's illegal use of best prices clauses. The class action will be held in Amsterdam following a European Court of Justice hearing in 2024 that found Booking.com's parity clauses violated EU competition laws. While this booking megasite is unavoidable for many hotels due to the global reach it provides, experts say this case is proof of these businesses being able to fight back.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers and southeasterly winds around midday. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 15. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.